This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Work is being done on some Treasure Coast beaches eroded by two consecutive hurricane seasons, which brought a storm our way. And our current winds and strong tides have left something on the beach in southern St. Lucie County. Lots of coquina rock. While seemingly perfect for stacking into a geometrical tower, officials warn you shouldn't leave the rocks stacked on the beach. We're joined now by Monica Graziani, Building and Code Regulation Manager with St. Lucie County. She says, while many of us know to take precautions such as turning out lights, there are more steps we need to take to protect sea turtles. What is the current situation?
A new challenge for us this season is coquina rock that's being eroded away. We've had a lot of high tides this year and strong winds. And what happens is when you get that combination, it just erodes the sand away. And the coquina is actually already there, but it's being exposed. And then, of course, as the high tides erode the sand away, it can break up the rocks. And that's why we're seeing more of abundance this year than we have in recent years.
For people who might not be aware, what does it look like?
Oh, it's a light-colored stone, and it has some shells, particles in it. It looks a little bit porous, but it's not too heavy.
So how big of pieces are we talking about?
At minimum, I'd say football size, and then some of them are bigger. Some of them and they're usually not rounded. They've been eroded away, and so they're kind of flat. And, they could be, 12, 15 inches long, 10 inches wide.
Oh, okay. So when you are at the beach, and especially if there are children there and they're looking for things to do, making a castle out of these things seems like a really good thing.
Correct. And what we're seeing is I can even send you some pictures. They're sculptures. They're making rock sculptures. Some of folks have gotten very creative.
And they're kind of geometrical.
Correct.
In there. And why is it that you don't want them there?
It's all about safety for both beachgoers. If somebody happens to, they fall down, they could hurt somebody. Because some of them are getting quite large. Also, it hinders the sea turtle as they approach to come up and lay their eggs. It can create a barrier to them. And some of the turtles will get scared away from that and actually go back to the sea and not lay their eggs. We're trying to educate the community to try and just leave everything in its natural state on the beach.
Yeah.
And also there's the concern of the baby turtles when they hatch, that they are going to be able to get around it and head back out to sea.
While we're at it, some of the other things we can do is not leave trash on the beach and just keep the beach as clean as we can for them.
Keep the beach clean. Don't let your balloons go out to sea. We don't want the balloons, your trash. Also, something you can note is sandcastles. They're a lot of fun to build. They're a hazard to sea turtles. When you leave the holes from, building up your castle, sea turtles have known to fall in them, and they flip upside down and can't get out. So we encourage folks to restore the beach back to its natural state after you build your sandcastle.
We've been speaking with Monica Graziani, Building and Code Regulation Manager with St. Lucie County. She also says removing beach chairs and furniture from the sand when you leave will help the turtles navigate. We'll have a picture of coquina rock and a link to more information on sea turtles on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts.